starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May ilang Pilipino na nalilito sa mga petsang nakalagay sa kanilang Australian Visitor Visa Grant, partikular na ang must not arrive after date. Ang maling akala rito ay maaaring magdulot ng kanselasyon ng visa o di kaya ay hindi pagpapasok sa airport. Yan ang ating aalamin dito sa trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Natanggap mo na ba ang iyong visa grant notice? Ilan sa mga makikita mo sa iyong visitor visa grant notice ay ang mahalagang detalye, gaya ng visa subclass, visa grant number at ang visa conditions. Makikita rin dito ang travel facility na nagsasabi kung ang iyong visa ay single entry o multiple entry. Ngunit dalawang petsa ang madalas pagmula ng kalituhan, ang stay period at ang must not arrive after. Ang stay period o length of stay ang nagsasabi kung gaano kakatagal pwedeng manatili sa Australia matapos ang bawat pagpasok o entry. Karaniwan itong 3 months, 6 months o 12 months mula sa araw ng iyong pagdating. Habang ang must not arrive after ay ang petsa ng huling araw na pinapayagan kang pumasok o dumaong sa Australia. Ibig sabihin, valid ang iyong visa para pumasok sa bansa mula sa araw na nag-grant ito hanggang sa petsang nakasaad sa must not arrive after. Narito ang paliwanag ng isang registered migration agent na si Elaine Kagiwa.
Yung single entry, ilan usual na ilang buwan or araw ka lang pwede magstay sa Australia?
So, single entry just means that you get the validity of the visa from one visit, tapos pag alis mo, hindi na valid yung visa. Right, so if you get a 3-month visa but single entry, you come in, the 3 months start from your entry, right? And then when you leave, wala ka ng visa, you have to apply for another one to come back.
Pag kung multiple entry naman, ano naman yung mga conditions dyan or kaakibat dyan na ano? So yun po ba, pwedeng magbalik-balik ka within that time period ng ano mo?
That's right, yeah. I'm glad you asked that actually because we get that a lot too. So multiple entries, for example, 3 months stay from the date of arrival. So when you enter Australia from that date, 3 months, okay, and then you have to go. And then you can come back again another 3 months from when you enter, and then you can go. So yung iba kasi nalilito sa must arrive by. So when the visa is granted, it will say 3 months, and then last entry is a particular date, right? So they think that that's the expiry date. It's not. So just to give you an example, if it says last entry date is 1st of December 2026, if you enter on, say, 30 of November 2026, that gives you another 3 months from the time of entry. So you can keep entering Australia and every time you enter, it's 3 months.
Sa madaling salita, ang must not arrive after ay para sa iyong pagpasok at ang period of stay o length of stay ang bibilangin naman para sa iyong pag-alis ng bansa. Kaya naman iginiit ng registered migration agent na si Elaine Kagiwa na ugaliing basahin ng mabuti ang inyong grant notice letter para iwas aberya sa biyahe.
So the decision letter will outline the visa, the type of visa that you have, when it was granted, when does it expire, what's the travel facility for that visa? Is it single entry? Is it multiple entry? And then onto the second page are your visa conditions. And at times they get overlooked, but it's very important to read it kasi you will know, you know, what you can do in Australia on this visitor visa. Oh, it's very, very important kasi it allows you to understand the limitations of your visitor visa. And if you are in breach, there are some pretty heavy consequences there too. So kailangan maintindihan natin siya, and if unsure, consult a migration agent.
Paunawa po na ang mga impormasyon at mga paliwanag sa programang ito ay nagsisilbing pangkalahatang gabay lamang. Para sa personal na payo at detalyeng angkop sa iyong sitwasyon, mangyaring kumonsulta sa isang legal expert, registered migration agent sa Australia o sumangguni sa website ng Department of Home Affairs. Ako si TJ Korea para sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.